Mayan Calendar Cast, show number 26.
Hello, hello, and welcome. This is Jag Daddy.
And this is Andy Mack. Glad to have you with us on this 7 A-How. Happy A-How. Happy A-How, Jag.
Happy A-How, Andy.
Happy A-How to everyone. It's an A-How day. Day to celebrate. Has it been a good day for you, Mr. Jagster?
Oh, yeah. It's been a really nice day.
Has for me too. And on this how day,
I saw 5 hawks all at once. Oh, this morning.
Very nice. Where were you?
I don't know where I was. Somewhere. I don't know. I was lost.
Were you dreaming?
No,
was it in a dream, no. Or did this really happen?
No, I was at work this morning.
Oh. And you were lost?
I was somewhere east off the 5, about 15 miles. I don't know where it was. I'm looking the map, and I followed somebody there and followed somebody back, and I still don't know where I was.
Did the hawks help you get there to where you're going?
No.
No?
They were there when I got there.
Oh, I see.
Or I don't know. Maybe they did help me get there. They could have, I guess.
It is possible.
It's possible.
So, hawks, did they have anything to say? They usually talk to you, don't they?
Sometimes.
But today?
5 of them all at one time in one place.
Was it like a family?
Together. Maybe it was a family. Yeah, it was
a cool
hawk festival or something. A pageant or.
There's a hawk festival going on.
Maybe they were celebrating 7 A-How together.
That's probably what it was.
It was sunrise, so.
Yeah.
Could have been. Just after sunrise.
Very nice. Well, I didn't see hawks, but I did hear a lot of birds singing today. It was a big birdie day. So, on this 7 A-How, show number 26, we're going to tell you a little bit about what's coming in the next several podcasts. And before we get into that, though, we have been getting some invitations to go listen to music by various artists, some of whom have had long-term interest in the Mayan calendar, and even though their music isn't, you know, about the Mayan calendar, they're still simply writing their music and doing what they do as musicians. There's just a certain kind of wonderful feeling or sense in their music. And so we're going to play a tune it's a PodSafe. This is our PodSafe music moment that's going to come up rather often now in Mayan Calendar Cast. And this is by a group called Anemo. It's a beautiful song. It's called Fallout Renegade. Take a listen.
I close my eyes to read the event of blackened promises of rivers running. We'll be right back.
how we feed on another's need to breathe. And I don't need your sight to help me see. I was deceived by shadow.
That was Animo. They're from the UK. I think it's pronounced Animo. I hope. If it isn't,
yeah, that's,
they can let us know.
It says it's from the Greek.
Yes, Animo means...
And I don't speak Greek.
Means changing forms.
Or of the wind.
From the Greek word animos.
How about that?
So, cool nice track. Band. Yeah, very cool track. Hazel Woodhurst on vocals there, and Matt Palmer and Kingsley Sage, all parts of the group. We will place a link on the website in the show notes for show number 26 to their website, and you can go listen to more music and let us know if you liked that. I did. I enjoyed that.
I did, too. That was cool. Nice. Well, how'd you find that, Andy Beck?
Well, actually, they sent us a note and asked if we would play some tunes in the Our Podcast, and I went and took a look, and I said, yeah, this is nice. So,
very, very nice.
You know, the Maya culture, this is just a kind of a side note here, within that, the culture in the classical period, artists were actually a highly developed aspect of that culture, and artistry and art. So, it is something that I think I would like to engage more in the show is the arts.
Yeah, it was art was a central part of Mayan culture.
Absolutely.
And it seems like from some of our readings that of course the more someone knew about the Dzogchen, the more knowledge they had of the inner workings of the Dzogchen, the more highly regarded they were in the culture, but also it seems that the more knowledge someone had of the inner workings of the Dzogchen, the more artistic they seemed to be.
That's very interesting.
It's an interesting correlation there. The artists in the Maya culture were kind of like, I'm trying to think of a correlation for today's society. Like they would be like the most highly regarded professionals in the culture.
Yeah.
It was their artists. That's art was a primary focus.
Very
and
much so.
So much of their world revolved around it.
Yeah. Oh, those days return.
Yeah.
Actually, I read last night.
Their artists weren't starving. Their artists were pretty well cared for.
That's true. That's true.
Quite the difference when you compare it to...
Yeah, especially now when schools are even struggling to have enough funds to keep their music and art programs alive.
Yeah, they're cutting them to save money in the budget.
Yeah. I was reading last night
Wrong place to cut from, in my view.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was reading last night about when a culture is balanced, art tends to thrive.
It flourishes.
Yes, and artists tend to thrive. Mm. Very interesting. Recently, actually, our last Air Radiohead easing issue went out and gave subscribers an opportunity to mastermind with us about what you want to hear in the MCC. So if you are a listener and haven't yet subscribed to the Air Radiohead easing, you can become a bona fide Air Radiohead.
Air Radiohead.
It's so easy. Yeah. All you have to do is go and sign up, and you're automatically added.
You're automatically bona fide.
That's right. And, of course, you can unsubscribe anytime, so...
Automatically,
you know, just do it.
And honorarily bona fide.
But what are your concerns, and how can we make a better podcast? These are some of the questions that we've asked.
And when was the last time you were actually bona fide?
That too.
Yeah, so see, it was an opportunity.
Well, some of you have taken advantage of our invitation, and you've sent us your thoughts, and we thank you for it. One thing we found most interesting is how a lot of the things that came back in the emails are things we have been sketching out for the coming podcasts. So we're kind of similar in our approach. And now it's bona fide.
I think you could say we're like on the same wavelength.
Yeah, syncing up.
Syncing in, tuning in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like syncing.
Let's sync a song. Would you like to sync a song together?
What song would you like to sync? Fall Out Renegade. I like that. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I
did a really yucky job just then.
I don't have that one
That's
yet.
Okay. You kind of got to throw your head back and just go for it on that one, I think. Anyway.
Yeah.
So the 13 Bach tunes of the Great Cycle is what we're going to be focusing attention on in these next several podcasts. We don't know how many it's going to take, but we're going to just keep going with it until we have covered the various aspects to be seen within... Whoops.
Oh.
I laid my hand across the button there.
Oh, got to watch that button.
I know. So, the 13 Bach tunes of the Great Cycle provide many insights into why the Mayan calendar is such a phenomenal key to understanding the human journey
mostly because it covers the time that we are most familiar with, know the most about. It's our history, recorded history, the time period of recorded history.
Mm-hmm.
The 13 Bach tunes, the Great Cycle, covers from the... It starts when writing...
First
came on the scenes. Actually, writing was of the intention of creation.
Sorry, so, I just sneezed all over you there.
Oh, well.
Anyway, go ahead.
I can wash it off later.
Great point.
Yeah, so because of that, these last 5,125 years, we have a record, and we can overlay this record of... this historical period, and like a grid, use the Mayan calendar like a grid,
mm-hmm.
a timeline, if you will, and follow it through and see some very, very interesting patterns
emerging,
having to do with history, religions, economy,
mm-hmm.
Communications.
Yes.
The internet, for instance.
Yeah. Well, we're going to cover exactly what...
the advent of the internet
do.
is a direct result of intent of creation, and we can show you when and where and how and why, and the how of it.
Yes, the
13 Bach tunes. Yeah,
you know, think back to when you were in school, or you know, if you're in school right now, what history or the study of history is like. War is a primary focus in the study of history, but of course there's more to it. For instance, science and communications, of course. But the point is, history in and of itself can appear to be very untidy, very unorganized, if you will. But the Mayan calendar puts history in a kind of perspective. Well, it's not only astonishing, but this could actually help you get straight A's in your history class because it just puts things, it just lays it out there, and all you would have to think of is which Bach tune did which thing happen. So you'll see that as it kind of comes together in these next several podcasts. But all kidding aside, when you have the 13 Bach tune cycles of the ancient calendar of the Maya in hand and a decent set of encyclopedias in the other, the genuine value and the magnitude of why it's extremely wise to pay attention to what is encoded into the Mayan calendar begins to crystallize. So what Jack and I are going to be talking about in detail in the next several podcasts will start to give you some idea why we feel such an urgency in talking about this information, why we think it's so valuable and so important and so worth putting our time into this podcast.
Yeah, it's worthy of our time.
It's not just to hear the sound of our own voices.
Although we do love the sound of our own voices.
Now sometimes it gets monotonous, I have to say.
I don't think so.
The reason...
I disagree. You have a lovely voice. I have a lovely voice.
So let's just be lovely together.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's easy to generalize everything, don't you think, Jack?
Oh, very easy.
You know, and you miss the real picture.
It's like the easiest thing to do.
In the world.
Of all things possible to do, generalizing is right there on the top.
Pretty much everything. And you can get stuck on like a single piece of the puzzle and not really see the whole picture. So that's what we're going to do.
Generally speaking.
You are listening to Airstream Radio.
I did it again.
I'm just going to let it play it once too.
For the inside.
Yes. www.airstreamradio.com.
That was a very nice place for that to pop up.
I think
up.
So.
Yeah.
It just needed to happen there at 17 minutes in.
Which button does that?
Right here.
Which one?
This one.
This one?
You are listening to airstreamradio.com.
Oh, yeah.
Radio for the inside.
That's what the Mind Calendar cast is all about. It's radio for your most important part.
The inside. Yes.
Radio for the heart and well-being of humanity.
Absolument.
Yeah.
You know, last night we went grocery shopping at the end of our day, and this particular place we go to get groceries also has a really nice hot food bar. So we had dinner there.
Yeah, it's Mrs. Gooch's Cafe.
Yeah. So we sat down. Actually, I shopped and Jack ate, and then when I came and sat down, he reminded me of two or three things I had forgotten. So he gets up and goes to get the eggs and the muesli and what else I forgot. And I'm sitting there finishing
my
meal.
You forgot again?
I did.
What it was, I forgot.
Yeah. Anyway, I hear this voice coming from behind
Jasmine
me.
Jasmine Rice.
Oh, that's right. So it's... Excuse me. This voice comes from behind me.
What would she do without me?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't even want to think about it. And I hear this woman say to me, she says, "Are you studying? Are you going to school?" And I turn around and look. It's a very attractive Asian woman sitting in the booth behind me. Now, Jag had Carl Jung's book, The Mayan Calendar, Transformation of Consciousness, I think, laying on the table.
Yeah.
And I picked the book up. I showed her the cover. I said, "No, we're podcasters, and we're discussing the topics for our next several podcasts." And she goes, "Oh, okay." Now, I looked at her to see if she knew even what podcasting was, and I really couldn't tell for sure, but she kind of went along with it. And basically... she says, "So what is this about?" And I'm like, "Okay, open door." So briefly, I tell her about the Mayan calendar, and it comes up the end date. And then she looks at me and she says, "So what happens in 2011? The world ends, I guess." And I'm serious. She said it just like I said it right then. And I said, "Well, it's not so much the world ends as in complete destruction, but it ends in terms of how we know it right now. In other words, think about a world that lacks greed and poverty and struggle, resistance and conflict and warfare." Things like that. Imagine what it would be like to be conscious co-creators. And she just looked at me, and it was like, she's very interesting. I pulled out a card, gave it to her, and hopefully she's going to check out the show. But, you know, just having that brief conversation, you can't explain to someone what the Mayan calendar is all about in 2 minutes. You can try to get across some sense of why it's valuable today, and hopefully if a person has a mind to, they'll check it out. But the Mayan calendar, there is information contained within it that gives us the only real, on a purely even rational level, real way to make sense of our history and of war and of all of these things that have happened throughout our history.
Yeah, when you look at the course of events throughout the last several thousand years, they all seem to be extremely random.
Yeah.
And but when you, again, when you look at them and then correlate them to the Bakhtun shifts of the Mayan calendar, we see that at the, like, oftentimes at the very beginning, when a Bakhtun begins, extremely significant events are triggered.
Right.
In, you know, around the world.
Mm-hmm.
At these times, and it just, to me, looks like it's so glaringly obvious.
Yeah.
And when you see this happening, these patterns, and they happen again and again and again, it's like it all begins to make sense when you understand what the Bakhtuns, we're talking about the Great Cycle, which consists of 13 Bakhtuns. That's the time period we're living in now.
Yeah.
And each of these 13 Bakhtuns have a very specific kind of energetic
signature.
Yeah. Yes. And so you see that things happen at these odd-numbered Bakhtuns, and they just...
So we're going to be, that gives you some idea of what we're going to be getting into. Most people in the modern mindset would think that nothing really answers the complex questions that we're facing today, especially how could a 3,000-year-old ancient calendar, a people who lived a long time ago, have any concept or clue to give to us something to help us now? But the fact is, it does. And not only does the Mayan calendar answer these complex questions we are dealing with right now, but it does it in a very elegant way, the likes of which I've never seen. And, you know, I know many of you don't know me personally, but I can tell you, I've seen a lot, and I've never seen anything quite as extraordinary of a tool as the Mayan calendar.
Neither have I, and the reason for that is there just isn't anything that exists.
That's comparable. It's unequal.
Not even comparable. I mean, you're right. It's
unequaled.
It is unequaled. That's a very good way to put it.
It's unequaled as a tool for growth as an individual and as a species. We're talking about a pretty big embracing tool.
This is what we have been missing.
Yeah, it is.
It is our roadmap. It is our guide to the tumultuous waters of the present time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's our canoe, you know, to the
paddle.
You know,
yeah, a stone canoe
to get up the river of life.
That's right.
Yeah.
So in this next few podcasts, we're going to be covering the 13 Bakhtuns of the Great Cycle to get a detailed look at how several different things that you're very familiar with lay right over or fit into these 13 Bakhtuns and where they fit. Now, it's astonishing when you see this. The beauty of this is that, you know, people out there today everybody is feeling this sense that time is somehow speeding up, you know? And it's that feeling that the guy in the office, the girl at the gym, you know, the person in the car next to you, if you all got out right now and talked to each other, you would say, yeah, I feel that. And that person would be saying, yeah, I feel that. And it doesn't necessarily, have to be a person that spent much time or effort even building a spiritual, you know.
No, it has. Everybody's feeling it.
Everybody's feeling it.
Whatever walk of life they're in, whatever their path is.
Everyone alike.
Yeah, it's like people have this sense that something's going on.
Even for the last 20 years, it's fairly common to hear in the media, on the news, that, you know, the sense that the world's becoming more complex, or things are speeding up, or it's just getting faster. That's not an uncommon phrase for practically anybody to say. But we, who are living on planet Earth right now, we're at the tail end of creation's long-term plan.
The tail end of creation's schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're right on schedule.
So everybody's feeling it, even if a person hasn't spent much effort developing a spiritual sense, they're still feeling it. So that's the thing that's beautiful about examining the Mayan calendar, is it's easier and easier to see what this tool of sacred time is about, regardless of background or belief.
Yeah, so for schedule or calendar oriented people, which you know we are.
Who isn't?
Our day-to-day life runs by the calendar.
Sure it does.
The Mayan calendar gives us the schedule of creation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the part of the big picture we've been missing, and it dials you right in, gets you right in sync with what all of creation is working on and working for.
Right.
And it's really not hard to follow.
No, it isn't.
And it provides an anchor, if you will, a sense of inner like stability or peace.
Oh, man,
and
yeah.
just knowing.
Yeah. And that's the major thing. Break it all down. Mm. It's like,
it's the understanding.
There is peace there through understanding.
There is a purpose for all this that's going on.
Yes. Everything.
Everything.
Bar nothing.
Everything that's going on. Everything.
And this is cool
and
stuff.
And that means that it's all okay. You know? All
this
shaking that's going on, when it all shakes out, it's going to look... it's just going to look so much different.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean it's all easy or that it's all comfortable, but it's okay. You know?
Yeah.
It's like when you're lifting weights, it bloody well hurts. But when you're done, you have more strength. You've built something. Okay. A point here about the 9 underworlds that is worth mentioning in today's podcast, going into this series of podcasts about the Great Cycle. We just want to kind of establish this at this point. Each underworld of the 9 underworlds is made up of a precise number of tunes in ascending order from the largest period of time the Maya depict, which is a Habla tune, which is an extremely large number.
It's the bottom of the pyramid.
Yeah, it's the biggest, biggest part. To the smallest being a kin, K-I-N. Translating to English, it means a day. Now, the Maya had a beautiful mathematical understanding of the universe, literally and figuratively. Did you hear that? A mathematical understanding. They had a numbering system that could stretch extremely long periods of time easily. So the Habla tune, for example, the longest period of time in the 9 underworlds, it is 20 tune to the 7th power. So that means that it's 20 times 20 times 20 times 20 times 20 times 20, right? 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
Are you falling asleep on me over there? You doing okay?
Yeah.
You are tired, though. I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I'll carry you for this part of the podcast. How's that sound? And then you can say, hey, this is Jake Daddy. See you next time.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So the point is that 20 tuned to the 7th power, if you did the math, comes out to 1.26 billion Gregorian years.
That's a long time.
That's it. That's a lot of years. And there are 13 Habla tunes, 13 periods of 1.26 billion years.
In the first underworld.
Right. And the first underworld is called...
the cellular underworld.
Right, the cellular cycle. And all totaled up, it accounts for 16.4 billion years. Okay? Now, the underworlds that go up from there are like a holograph in a way, or hologram. They're part of the same cycle. And this is going to make a whole lot more sense over these next several podcasts, because we're gonna, that's what we're doing, is getting into the nuts and bolts. The tune is a key. That 360-day calendar, it is spiritual cosmic time. That's what the tune is. To translate it into physical earth time helps us to get perspective. Mm. So, on the 13 baktuns of the Great Cycle, and remember, this is a specific period of time. As Jack mentioned earlier, it's 5,125 years, or 13 baktuns. So let's talk about, real quick, what's a baktun? A baktun is 394 Gregorian years.
Yeah, it's 400 tune.
Which is 20 to the power of 2.
Yeah.
Is that right?
400 360-day cycles is one baktun.
Is one baktun.
144,000 days.
That's what I wanted to get to. Does that number feel familiar? Does it sound familiar?
144,000 days.
Yes.
And so there are 13 of these
144,000-day periods.
Cycles in the Great Cycle.
Right.
And, okay, go on.
So, well, we are now...
yeah, we're in the 13th and final baktun of the Great Cycle. Great Cycle has 13 baktuns. We're in the 13th. Not only are we in the 13th.
Yeah.
But... you figure out of 144,000 days in this final cycle, there are just over 2,000 days left, which is like 5 years.
Right. In fact, I can give you the exact number. Let me look.
I think it's 2,000.
As of today, it's 2,060 days left in the 13th and final baktun of the Great Cycle.
Which that takes us all the way through the tippity top of the nine underworlds, takes us all the way through to the completion of
creation's plan.
Creation's schedule since the beginning of it.
Right. So basically,
there is no better time to have ever lived on this little
right
planet
now. Than right now.
Then how? This is like, wow.
Now, I want to throw this out because I'm feeling it. It's bubbling up. I got to say this. We are coming to the end of linear time. We're coming to the end of time. Why would you need a calendar after time is no more? Well, you wouldn't. Oh, my God. That just went out. That's so wild. That's the rice. That's the timer for the rice.
See, when this thing wraps up, we won't need little egg timers to tell us when the rice is done. You know, we won't have that annoying buzz to pop in on.
But here's my big point.
Like the
woman in Whole Foods, like my mom, like everyone who asked that question, what happens when it ends? You know what? Time will be no more. We don't need a calendar when time is no longer, no more.
Yeah, that means like no more clock to punch.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
That means your value is no longer determined by how much...
time no longer equals money.
How many widgets, you can
produce
in
a given
time.
That's right.
Time will no longer equal money.
That's right.
Like it does now.
And we will no longer equal money.
Right.
Our value will not be determined by what we can produce in a given time. because
that means no more minimum wage.
Or maximum. Oh boy. There's some cool stuff ahead, guys.
Yeah.
Some cool stuff. Okay, so what we're going to be doing, hit the show notes because there is a table there of the timing of the 13 Bach tunes based on the corrected time periods. Okay? The corrected. So it tells you when the first Bach tune starts and what it goes through all the way for every single one, every one of the 13. You can copy that right out of the show notes. So do it. Lastly, thank you to Animal for that beautiful song.
Hit
show notes for the link to their site because they got some cool stuff there.
Very nice. Very nice. This beautiful work they've done there. Thanks for sharing that with us.
That was our PodSafe. Our PodSafe music moment was Fallout Renegade. Very nice tune. So, Jag, I think we've come to the end of our time for this show. You ready to, like, maybe go and sleep with the fitches?
Go ahead for the hay.
Yeah,
it's hay time.
I always say sleep with the fitches, and he always laughs. That's because the dolphins and the whales are ready to take you to that other place.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to prolong this. I'm going to say to you, the listener, we have just absolutely enjoyed being in your ear.
Yeah, we love being the bug in your ear.
I'm Andy Mack.
I'm Jack Daddy.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, very busy day, but a very wonderful day, and we got to share part of it with you, which makes it even better.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Celebrate 7 a.m. We'll see you tomorrow.
In Lakesh. We are another us.
That's true.
Yeah. I am another you.
The travel pet says in Lakesh too.